Hello, family. This week we've been speaking on the topic, I rest my case. And today I will have to speak on, you have been declared righteous. In Romans 10:3, it reads, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Here we see Paul establish that there are two types of righteousness, which is the righteousness of God and the righteousness of man. But only one is acceptable, which is the righteousness of God. The righteousness of man are our holy acts we do in attempt to keep the law and to be able to gain God's acceptance. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, Paul says, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." Here we see that Paul saying that there's a certain righteousness that comes by keeping the law. But the thing about this righteousness is that it is totally imperfect. Why? Because we are imperfect beings. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6b says, "All our righteousness are like filthy rags." You see, all our holy acts and our righteous acts we do in attempt to keep the law and gain God's acceptance is totally filthy because we are imperfect and we make mistakes. But God's righteousness is perfect. It's without flaw, and it can only be received as a gift through faith in Christ Jesus. We see in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, Paul says, "For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and a gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Here we see Paul saying that this type of righteousness, which is the righteousness of God, can only be received as a gift through faith in Christ Jesus. I would love to declare to you that you are righteous, and there's nothing you can do to either add up or take away. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.